T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York State Senator Patrick Gallivan is joining us live this morning to talk about the final stretch of the legislative session, and in particular, the green light bill. Senator, good morning. I know you want to talk about this and some other legislative matters that are being considered right now in these final days. Mickey Kearns, the Erie County Clerk, told us this morning that New York City seems to be dominating the issue over the green light bill. Where does that stand right now? We know it's passed the Assembly.
It passed the Assembly yesterday. We don't know if we're going to see it in the Senate or not yet. We do know that there, out of 63 members, there are 24 co-sponsors in the Senate, most of them from in and around New York City, part of the majority. But it seems problematic. There's significant opposition from the rest of the state, opposition and concern on Long Island, and certainly all across upstate. I have concerns. You and I would never think to jump in the river and swim across and enter Canada illegally. We wouldn't think necessarily to drink and drive. We follow the laws. Many people, all of us, we're a nation of immigrants, came here lawfully and are entitled to certain privileges and rights, of course. And it's just troublesome to me that we're considering rewarding those that are breaking the law, that are here illegally, with some of the privileges that citizens get.
You mentioned there are 63 members in the Senate. How many would be needed for passage if this does come up for a vote?
You need 32 votes. You need a majority to pass any piece of legislation. And I still think it's about a 50-50 shot whether we'll see it or not. There's the supporters are putting a lot of pressure on those that have expressed opposition. But at this point, I don't know if they'll be successful.
Yeah, there's a huge block supporting it. How organized is the fight to block it, though?
Probably not as organized as the fight to enact it. We have seen this issue. This issue has been around for many, many years. As you know, when Governor Spitzer was here, he signed an executive order that ultimately was withdrawn, and people have brought it forward. And it seems now, especially the last few years with the things that we've seen in Washington, the focus on immigration in Washington, that more and more there's a number of New York lawmakers that are turning to the federal government and dealing with federal issues as opposed to doing their jobs and representing their constituents and dealing with the state issues. I think the state legislature essentially should stay in its lane, focus on the state issues, the things that we have control over, and do our jobs on behalf of our constituents.
Is there a chance that this green light bill could be thrown into a larger omnibus bill, sometimes called the Big Ugly?
It's always possible at the end of session. We see many things get thrown into a budget that are not necessarily financially related, and we've seen at the end of session a lot of cleanup type issues get thrown into one final bill, and oftentimes it's to encourage lawmakers to vote for it because there's a number of things that they like. It might be five or six different pieces of different topical areas that are thrown into one piece of legislation. A legislator might favor four or five of them on behalf of his constituents and feel obligated to vote for it even though it has something in it that they don't like. So that is a possible tactic. You see it come from the governor's office very often. I don't know if that'll take place this year or not, but I can assure you, it's even if that's the only thing in there that I don't like, I can assure you that I won't be voting for it, and many of my colleagues in Western New York that are part of the Western New York delegation won't be voting for it either.
What else, Senator, are you focused on, either to pass or to make sure it doesn't pass?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned in New York City as being supportive of this bill, and that's a constant fight. New York City legislators that essentially the downstate legislators controlling the agenda right now are putting forward many things that that benefit their residents, but really don't have that really shouldn't have application to the rest of the state, rent control being one of them. Rent control has been an issue in New York City for years, and certain parts of it, ultimately with this proposal, will extend to the rest of the state. Oftentimes there's issues confined to New York City that then get painted with a broad brush, and regulations and laws are imposed on businesses upstate that hurt the rest of us. So obviously working to try to prevent things of that nature, marijuana is still a thing that is going to be discussed. I don't think there's enough research to support the recreational use of it right now, so we work to make sure that we have enough information to make an educated decision on it. And then, of course, we're always working hard to advance policies to help businesses succeed and help our citizens have opportunities. The more and more hurdles that we put in front of people, the higher the cost of government, the more regulations in business, the fewer opportunities for jobs and other things, other good things that follow for our families and our kids.
All right. We'll be watching as this session comes to an end in the middle of next week. That's New York State Senator Patrick Gallivan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.